Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From the Dude, You Cannot Make This Up file, which grows every day.
I should say, that's a pretty big file.
It's a big file. If I was to drop it out, you know, the window here, we're on the second floor, I could hurt somebody. Yeah. So I won't do that. Okay, so, you know, as we know, the big story, news story the last 2 weeks really has been the Democrats who've come out, you know, for the COVID vaccine mandate. And in order to have a job now, you either have to test or have the vaccine. Unless you're an illegal immigrant.
Well, yeah.
Right. And so we saw that the, you know, the first outrage was that this did not apply to the super spreader voter drive at the border that Biden is running, which has grown to 10,000 under that bridge in Del Rio. Okay. But, like, what if the Democrats, who, for whom COVID is practically a religion, what if they got a chance to vote to mandate the vaccine for illegal immigrants? What if they got a chance to vote to mandate the vaccine for all immigrants coming to the country, right? Well, how do you think they'd vote? Now, if you were a space alien, right, and you're just trying to understand the culture of this country, you've just come down, and you've just watched the Democrats slap a vaccine mandate in order to work on people, you'd be like, oh, well, these people love vaccines. You're going to make the illegals get the vaccine, right? No. House Democrats rejected a plan this week that would have required all immigrants to the United States to take one of three available Chinese coronavirus vaccines. So this should be at this would apply to illegal immigrants before they were released, would also apply to legal immigrants coming into the country. They had a chance to do this because they you know, had a chance to do this. It's, oh, where did this go? Okay. They had a vote in committee. It was a committee vote to do this. They voted no. Yeah. Unanimously rejecting the vaccine mandate for illegal aliens. Here it is. It was in the House Judiciary Committee this week, so it stopped that legislation in its tracks. Now, remember what former Obama Border Patrol Chief Tom Homan told us? What you get at the border? Because think about it. Why are all those illegal immigrants standing under the bridge? Why aren't they moving? Why don't they just walk into the country? They could if they wanted to. Biden don't care. It's because they haven't been processed. And the reason they haven't gone anywhere, they want to be processed, because guess what you get now? And Tom Homan broke this news on Fox. I've been playing it ever since. That you get a work permit. You also get a free cell phone. But you get a work permit. That allows you to work while you wait for your asylum hearing, mm-hmm. which they won't show up for. That's why they're standing there in human excrement, because they haven't provided enough potties. That's why they're standing there. That's why they're running back and forth across the border, which is now truly open. We had a Republican Congress member talking about how that's going on in Del Rio right now. Because they're literally leaving, going back to Mexico to get more supplies like food, use the bathroom, stuff like that. They're doing all of that while waiting because they want their papers and they can't process them fast enough. So in other words, you come here to America. I'd like to work, please. I'd like a work permit so I can compete directly with Americans. Yeah, sure. Do I need a vaccine? No, that's good. Unanimous vote by Democrats. The same Democrats who were screaming and yelling and huffing and puffing on national television every 5 minutes about how Americans shouldn't be allowed to work if they're unvaccinated. But if you're illegal, it's totally cool. It's good. Everything will be fine. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Again, more proof. We say this every day. COVID, fighting COVID and all of these things, it's not about COVID. COVID is a political tool for them and nothing more. And they will do anything to keep it alive, to keep it circulating, to keep it around. And we saw that with the monoclonal antibodies. And it's, I mean, I hate to be that cynical, but this is literally where we are.
I don't know where else you can go with that.
No, you can't. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. a jury would vote to convict. Oh, speaking of, Alex Murdaugh.
Yeah.
Alex, how do you say, somebody texted me, said, it's Murdaugh, right? Murdaugh. But not Murdaugh.
No.
Right, somebody said it's Murdaugh, and I'm like, no, I don't think it is.
If you talk to those from that area, which I do, his name is pronounced Murdaugh.
Murdaugh.
That's
okay.
The way Southerners, and I believe
sounds
Roger,
like murder.
I believe Roger Davis was telling me back in the newsroom that Murdaugh would be the original pronunciation of that name, which I can't remember if he said it was Scottish or Irish or whatever, but Roger, quite the linguist that he is.
Right.
But at any rate, but Murdaugh is how us Murdaugh. Southerners okay. pronounce that name. So it is Murdaugh.
Okay. Well, that's that guy. Really interesting thing. Two really interesting things going on with this. CNN hinting, you know that $2 million? I haven't been able to wrap my mind around how a law firm would have this much money for him to, so much money he could take it and they wouldn't notice. Okay, this is where it gets weird. CNN hinting that the millions he misappropriated from the firm were actually part of the settlement to the Maids family. Mm-hmm. The Satterfield family. You know, I've been saying this for months. They need to reopen that. She died in a trip and fall accident at the Murdaugh home, but her death was listed as natural causes. Now the coroner is demanding that case be reopened because no autopsy was performed. He says because no autopsy was ordered. So on the death certificate, it says natural. The death was natural. But here's the weird thing. Murdaugh helped the family sue him. You heard that right. Mm-hmm. Helped the family sue him by even getting an attorney. And instead of fighting the liability lawsuit, right, which you'd think a lawyer would do, he's a lawyer, he didn't fight it. His insurance paid out a settlement that found him at fault.
Right.
And the misappropriated millions were apparently intended for the Satterfield family, but the attorney, Murdaugh, you know, referred the family to, is a friend of his.
Yes. He got paid.
And that attorney got paid $177,000, but the money the family was supposed to get
missing. Yeah, never happened. Now, one of the details about this that I have been told, and I'm certainly hoping this is correct, that the Satterfield woman, the trip and fall that apparently she tripped over, some of the family dogs fell down the steps, she did not die then. That she was hospitalized for some 3 weeks and died later.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like they went to his home
and found her body.
And found a body. And I'm not saying this is an excuse for anything. I'm just trying to get the facts of this situation straight. So she may have died in either hospital care or nursing home care or whatever. I'm not sure where the death finally occurred. But, you know, that's what I understand to be the circumstances there.
At the same time, you could see why the police would be looking at it. The coroner's, the coroner wants to reopen the case, and you could see why they would do it, because why would she be listed as a natural death? And this guy who's got a trail of bodies behind him, you know.
Well, apparently, she suffered a brain injury in that fall.
Responsibility for the, the whole thing is so weird. I think it's about to get much weirder. So all of that is going on. Meanwhile, his attorney, this just gets better and better, Dick Harpootlian.
Oh, yeah.
Big Democrat.
Well, big winner here.
Yeah.
Most connected attorney in South Carolina, quite honestly.
Yes. And a very connected Democrat as well, both on the local and the national scene. Mm-hmm. Dick Harpootlian was arguing that they need to go easy on him right now because his life has deteriorated due to his opioid addiction. And obviously, I mean, clearly anybody's would, the murder of his wife and his son, right? So according to CNN, the guy was teary-eyed in court yesterday. And I thought that was interesting, and he was teary-eyed over the death of the son and the wife, which would be understandable and all.
Yes.
However, it is a little bit of a contrast to how he was on the 911 tape.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this 911 tape?
No, you said you were going to play it. I didn't.
And I meant to yesterday, and then I got into other things. I do that sometimes. To me, this is, I'll just play it. You judge it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I would react in a tragedy like this. I don't know how anybody would, but, well, just listen.
Anything look out of place?
Ma'am, not particularly, really, no ma'am.
Okay.
This is after he's found his wife and son and he's called 911.
All right, I'm going back down there. Yeah. Are they close, ma'am?
Yeah, they've been en route with you ever since you've got on the phone with me. I have multiple people coming out there to you. Okay, can you do me a favor, Mr. Murdoch, and turn on the flashers on your car so that way they can see where the kennels are?
621. You will need 615.
Do you have your flashers on for me, Mr. Murdoch?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want you to touch them at all, okay? I don't know if you've already touched them, but I don't want you to touch them just in case they can get any kind of evidence, okay?
I already touched them trying to get to see if they were breathing.
Okay. Well, I just don't want you to move anything just in case they can get any kind of evidence, okay?
Oh, ma'am, I'm going to call. I need to call some of my family.
Okay. Well, do me a favor for me. Whenever you see the officer or the medics, because they're all coming to you.
Absolutely.
Okay. But we have them come in. Turn on the flashers on your vehicle so they can see you, okay? You got the flashers on for me?
I do.
Okay. All right. Just whenever you see them.
Okay.
How old is your son?
22.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting them out there to you, okay?
And I will answer if you call.
All right.
I just thought that was interesting. Kind of his mental state upon finding his family. So she's calling him Murdoch. So now I'm
confused. Yeah, I heard that too. But it's Murdoch.
Okay. Well, Mr. Murr something is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
That we know.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New top five signs you're getting old. When was the first time you thought, wow, that's a sign I'm old? I remember. It's burned into my head. I even remember where I was. You know how the important details of your life, you remember where you were? I don't know why that is. I remember exactly the intersection, the light I was at when I heard that on the radio that the planes had hit the Twin Towers. Funny how that is, right? But other things you can't remember at all. Or you can't remember where you were, even what year it was. I know exactly where I was. I was in the fast food drive-thru right near my house when I leaned over to order, and I looked out in the mirror, and there was a wrinkle, a tiniest wrinkle around my eye. I was shocked. I was in my late 20s. I'd seemed so undestructible until then. Here's another one for me, and I can't tell you when this happened, but I remember that moment. That was a moment for me. What was it for you? This began to generally happen not too long after that. That song, you hear the song, this will happen to you, Tim. You're 24. Producer Tim, this isn't happening to you yet. The song that they play, you know, the elevator music? That's always been old people music, right? And then all of a sudden, it's your music. Like, it's the music you danced to in high school. God help us all when that happens. The music now sucks. He's laughing. He's like, you're an old woman. She's an old woman. I'm not that old, but I guess I am to you because you're just 24. Yep, that started to happen too. That's never happened to you, right? So you have no idea what I'm talking about, right? You think you're going to live forever. You always do when you're 24.
That has not hit me yet.
But
I was talking to you this morning. You know, I'm starting to have some lower back pain. You know, I'm like, dang, I'm 24. Why do I feel like I'm 54? You know, it's just, so I don't know. I feel like I'm starting to get old in that sense, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I told you to get to Ben Gay. That yes. that really started to hit me in my late 20s. But I've got, like, you know, degenerating hip in my family. So, you know, I've been staggering around like a little old woman since I was in my 20s. And I expected it, so.
Okay. So I'm saying that so this is somewhat kind of normal, correct? Because so, I feel like I'm 24 years old. I shouldn't be having lower back pain. What is going on here?
Okay, well, let me tell you how. If it doesn't heal, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You're walking around with it. Yeah, then you're getting old.
Oh, boy.
Right, so you're going to have to heal that thing. I told you to go to Walmart and get the Bengay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I swear, once I get off, okay. I'm going to go do that.
I hope it doesn't fail you. Then I'm going to feel bad on Monday.
I will let you know.
Okay.
For sure. I will definitely let you know.
Yep. All right, so some other signs. You don't mind spending Saturday afternoon at a Costco because you can save money there. And you actually get excited about that. In fact, you begin to get excited about adult purchases that you would have considered a waste of your spending cash before. Things like vacuum cleaners. The average time that first happens is 22. First time you get excited about an adult purchase. And so it's not the first time you have to make one. It's the first time you're excited. And the most average purchase you get excited about is a vacuum cleaner. I bought my first investment home when I was 22. You could do that back then. Yeah, I felt like a super adult. It was awesome. Same survey says 39% of us feel like our friends are significantly better at adulting than we are. This strikes home with me. 51% of adults still go to older people with questions about things like taxes and mortgages and life insurance. Absolutely. I consult Dad on so much of that stuff. He has so much wisdom accumulated over a lifetime. I still consult Dad on major decisions. I just want to know what he's going to say. And sometimes he'll totally turn me around still too. I often think, you know, what am I going to do? There's been a huge gap in my life where my mom was in that regard. Because, man, mom could solve any problem with kids. You'd have this problem like, what do I do? Oh, the situation at school, what do I do? I mean, I could call mom, and if she didn't know right away, she'd have it by the next day. And I know there's been so many things that since she's passed, almost 8 years ago now, that I haven't handled as good as well as I would have had I had her around. 43% of adults say having kids has made them a more careful driver. Absolutely. Those things definitely going on. Top things signs you're truly an adult now include saving money. Heck, some adults never do that. Doing taxes, sticking to a budget. I don't even do that. Buying life insurance and making regular doctor's appointments. Yeah, that'll start to hit you. Stuff you always rolled your eyes out before. Now you're like, have I had my tetanus shot? As you get older, you're less likely to survive that kind of stuff. Okay. Heading into the weekend. Good news. We got some sun out there now. Hope that holds through the weekend. All right. We will be right back. Texter writes, Tara, I just lost my mom in July and my dad last week, and I'll never forget some of the wisdom I gained from their successes and failures. The texter writes, I'm in my 60s. Wrinkles around the eyes show that you have smiled and laughed. The wrinkles on my forehead exist because I spent so many years raising my eyebrows at my sons and saying, you did what? As far as jowls are concerned, they are why I have no problem wearing masks. Masks are a heck of a lot cheaper than a facelift. I was devastated by that first wrinkle. I mean, I know this sounds vain, but it rocked me to my core. And it wasn't necessarily a vanity thing. It was a tiny little wrinkle. It was the beginning of a wrinkle. I'd never seen one on my skin before. I was in my late 20s. I knew it was coming, but it was a shock to see. You know what it was? It's the reason it just shook me to my core. I know it sounds silly. It was a sign of my mortality, and I'd never seen that before. And you don't realize, you can remember when you get older, watching your kids, how indestructible they believe they are. They don't have a real good sense of their mortality or morality these days either. So there you go. Texter writes, your welder friend here, if you want to see how old and out of shape you are, drag a deer out of the woods. Thanks, but no thanks. Texter writes, Tara, to your young coworker, life is just beginning to screw you. LOL. Feel free to clean it up a bit. I guess I should have. Yeah. My dad says all the time, getting old is not for the faint of heart. And he's not wrong about that. Texter writes, all this time they have fed us black versus white, Republican versus Democrat. And now it has come down to vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Where did this go? Oh my gosh, I have to do this. Oh, did you see this? Holy cow. Your humble host has nailed it once again. Twice in one day even. There is a Bloomberg interview out there. I didn't get to cut this. I'll have it for Monday. That they that just came out. It is a 2019 sit-down interview with the Dave Rubenstein show. It's on Bloomberg.com, okay, liberal news site. So it's before the pandemic, or the dumb panic, depending on how you perceive it. And Fauci sits down for an interview. Nobody knows who Fauci is then. Nobody cares. And it's a 24-minute mind-grinding interview about infectious disease. And so Rubenstein is asking him, so, like, you know, what do I do to avoid infectious disease, you know, and that kind of thing. Listen to this. This is from the transcript, okay? Fauci actually calls masks a, quote, you ready for this? You're ready for this? Paranoid tool, unquote. Laughs and says you don't need them. Thank you. Just want to say thanks to my trolls for your apologies. Those of you who said, you want to kill people questioning masks, you want to kill. No, I am about the truth. I just follow it wherever it takes me. Here's from the transcript. And the best way to prevent me, this is Dave Rubenstein, he's talking to Fauci. And the best way to prevent me from getting an infectious disease and having to have you as my doctor is what? Wearing a mask, he began. Okay, that triggers a quick dismissal from Fauci. Quote, no, 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 Fauci says. I don't need to do that, Rubenstein says. If somebody's, I can see they're getting ready to sneeze or cough, walk away. Then Fauci responds, you avoid all the paranoid aspects and do something. He's talking about masks. He calls it paranoid aspects. And do something positive, he says. Referring to masks as paranoid? We're done here. Folks, this is not the first time. If I could do an exhibit to convict this man of the crime of lying about masks, the prosecution's case I could put out. Because remember, this is not the first time that Fauci has been caught telling the truth about masks, that you don't need them. Now, in this interview, he says wearing masks is paranoid. So what should you do instead? A, Fauci says, good diet. B, you don't smoke. I know you don't drink, at least not very much, so that's pretty good. Get some exercise. I know that you don't get as much exercise as you should, Fauci continued. Get good sleep. I think the normal, low-tech, healthy things are the best things you can do, he said after calling mass paranoid. Folks, then you remember when that woman Sylvia emailed him in, was it February or March of 2020, and asked him, hey, you know, should I wear a mask? He's like, nah, you don't need a mask. Nah, they don't really work for stopping viruses. So this is twice. This is twice. To my trolls, I will humbly accept your apologies. You can text them to me on the text line. You will find, on a long enough timeline, I am always right. Pretty damn near always, anyway. Not infallible. Not like Rush was. I'm the only one less infallible, Jesus Christ himself, who was always right. But after him and then Rush, I'm about that infallible. There you go. And again, if he lied to you about that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you guys today are too soft. I broke my back and I broke my neck 3 times and I'm still going. Who does that? What do you do for a living? How do you do that? Like, you think it's the first time, you know, that would have been, never mind. See, you know what just kills me about these texters? They never tell you the thing you want to know. They never do. Do I not complain about this all the time? You broke your back and neck. How did you break your back and your neck 3 times?
Got to complete the story, right?
Yes. See, I'm an old journalist, so you never leave the most important part out of the story, and so many of today's journalists do. Please get back to me. Don't leave the host hanging. Texter writes, give us the stats on Israel's COVID situation again. Dire on the 4th booster. Number 3 didn't work, and the majority of those with COVID there are breakthrough cases. Oh, and they have more cases today than they did before they started vaccinating when no one had the vaccine. So this is our future. Texter writes, the first time I felt old was when my father died. I was 26. My mother died years earlier, but dad's death made me realize I'm the next generation to die. Oh, wow. That is morbid for a Friday. My mom's death made me feel that way, making me realize I'm the next generation. But that meant, like, you know, we're the adult generation now. We're not the kid generation anymore. Texter writes, simply rodeo clown. Oh, it's the guy. Wait, is it the guy? No, it's somebody else. Never mind. Texter writes, Tara, every person in South Carolina needs to be blowing up the phones of every South Carolina lawmaker and our governor that we don't want any illegals or refugees. Oh, okay, wait, one, two. Hold on. I want to know how that guy broke his neck three times. Nope, still not bad. Another texter writes, I got hit by a semi-truck. I'm glad you're still with us. Let's see. Oh, texter writes, no, that was a guess how the guy broke his back and neck three times. Yeah, if I was that guy's doctor, I'd be like, you know what? You need to go somewhere else. I'm done with you. This is not something I can do with you anymore. Texter writes, come on, Tara. Everyone knows that General Patton. Huh? Never mind. This makes no sense. Texter writes, where did this go? No way. Okay, the text line's moving so fast right now. Texter writes, about Murdaugh's name. We can't figure out this morning how you say it. Maybe it's just pronounced murderer. It is very similar. Texter writes, if you listen to the entire call, I think he identified himself as Murdaugh. All right, we'll go with that till I'm corrected again. Texter writes, Circleback Jen Psaki even said legal immigrants aren't required to be vaccinated. Of course not. They wouldn't come. Holy cow. Texter writes, Tara, the Fitz News reporter covering this developing story, went over the whole name controversy extensively. It's pronounced Murdaugh by locals and the family. Okay, I don't know. I give up. I'll figure it out over the weekend. You know how the younger generation always, well, many times rejects what the generation before it embraced? That happens a lot, right? Well, what is this going to add up to? It's really got my mind kind of spinning looking at this poll. It's a new poll from Morning Consult. And it found this, listen to this. A majority of Gen Z, Generation Z, rejects cancel culture. I thought about it. I went, what? Really? And then I thought, yeah, because Gen Z is people 6 years old through 24, right? So this is what old people are doing to them. I mean, from their point of view, this is what old people are doing. And you tend to think, mom and dad did it. It's so lame. Yeah, because you're looking at old people and, you know, you're 20, 22, 19. Old people's like people who are 32. Like, God forbid, 35, right? And they're out there canceling each other. And they're in a rage. You're like, I reject what these old people are doing. This is going to be a very interesting generation, rejecting the cancel culture. 55% of Gen Z respondents had a negative view of cancel culture. That is higher than it is for, listen to this, boomers. And higher than it is for Gen X. 46% of them reject it. Again, it's 55% for Gen Z. And just 36% of millennials. Millennials just such an evil age group. And obviously, present company accepted. Exceptioned. Yeah, if you're listening to this show, you're right in the head. You couldn't take more than 5 minutes of it if you were one of these poison-minded millennials. So you're good. So listen to this. So this is, if you look at the age they are, Gen Z, this is a rejection of what to them is what older people are doing, and it's bad, and they're looking at it, they don't like it. Only, listen to this, only 36% of millennials reject cancel culture, but a whopping 55% of Gen Z does. And Gen Z rejects cancel culture by the largest margin. They're the only generation where a majority reject it, 55%. Again, the only other generation that comes close is 50% for boomers, and that's not a majority. Well, like Common Core math, it might be, but never mind. So anyway, just 8% of Gen Z said they view cancel culture favorably. Just 8%! Compared to 19% of millennials, the rest are neutral. How could you be neutral on cancel culture? What the heck? Anyway, that is a very good sign. I hope they reject it and every stupid thing that led to it and all of the people who pushed it. If I don't like them, they just shouldn't speak. They just shouldn't speak. Which leads us to the clip of the week, which comes to us from Nicki Minaj, who up until last week was a Biden supporter who endorsed Biden and very woke. But now she knows the truth. This is the clip of the week. After they tried to cancel her, not for telling you not to get the shot, she didn't say that, but for simply saying don't let them bully you into getting the shot, do your own research, and then if you still want to get it. And even saying she wasn't really sure, she was questioning it. That was enough to get a call from the White House. One tweet. Here's her warning. It is the clip of the week.
I remember going to China and they were telling us, you know, you cannot speak out against, the people in power there, etc. And I remember all of us thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, we understand and we respect the laws here and, you know, that it's so different where we live. But don't y'all see what's happening? Don't y'all see that we are living now in that time?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.